listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm always worried about arbitrary start points, right? As in, oh, the last four games or the last 2.5 quarters, or if you don't count that first half because it was a 10 a.m. start. So, Fez, make the case why the 11 games is more meaningful than the 16. Because if you look at the whole 16 games, the entire season, you don't think the Colts are better than KC for the season, right?
No.
So why are the 11 games more applicable?
Because Andrew Luck got healthy during the course of the season. Back in September, his shoulder just wasn't right. We saw he wasn't able to throw the ball downfield. Hey, we got to bring in Jacoby Brissett to throw a Hail Mary because Luck can't throw it more than 50 yards. Early in October, that started to change. By the end of the year, Luck's arm strength had really improved.
And you have an amazing stat with Luck. If you look at every game, September, October, November, he never once, Andrew Luck, ran the ball more than five times. So he wasn't running the ball. There's been five games since December. In those five games, four of the five, he ran the ball over five times. So for 3 months, it never happens. And now 80% of the games, the last five, Andrew Luck's running more. And a mobile quarterback is a sign of health, his willingness to run, Andrew Luck, but also is a sign of danger for the opposing defense in the playoffs, because running quarterbacks in the playoffs are more inclined to run, and they're very successful. We've certainly seen Russell Wilson, and we've seen Aaron Rodgers accomplish that over the years. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas, breaking down each of the four NFL games. First game, Colts Chiefs, wrapping up with Steve Fezzik. He likes an early best bet, actually, on Tuesday, and he still likes the Colts in this game. Also, why 11 games matter? 10-1 last 11? The defensive scheme. They had a new coach, new defense. We had Greg Cosell on a couple weeks ago, straight out of Vegas. He said, hey, after that 1-5 start, this was a team that changed up some scheme stuff defensively, and they played so much better after that. And I think lastly, another reason those 11 games are meaningful for the Colts more than the 16 full season is the number of rookies. When you have key contributors that are rookies, they tend to trend up more than other players throughout the season. And we've seen that for sure. Fez, last thing, there's a subset within the Colts, 11 games, that's even more impressive. There's seven games that they played even better. Explain.
Yes, in those seven games, when Luck had his center and his left tackle, and they both started, seven games, he was not sacked once throughout the year. Tremendous pass blocking.
Seven games without a sack when these conditions are met, and they're met for this game.
Correct.
That's Steve Fezzik. This is straight out of Vegas. Next up, same thing. Brad Powers, tell me who you like and the number one reason why.
Like Indianapolis for me, but my number one factor is considering the other team, Indy's opponent, Kansas City, who was not the same team down the stretch. Kansas City, only one cover in their last seven games. Why were the Chiefs struggling down the stretch? Two reasons. Number one, the loss of Kareem Hunt, a big-time playmaker out of the backfield, running and receiving. And number two, this is more traditionally about their head coach, Andy Reid. More often than not, the league tends to catch up with his different schemes throughout the course of the season. I like Indianapolis.
Yeah, think of Alex Smith last year. Even Alex Smith looked amazing. Give Andy Reid a bunch of credit. That changes as the season progresses. Now, Mahomes clearly better than Alex Smith, but still, I think we might be seeing some of that phenomenon. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. My pick, also Colts. Like it. We're all three on the Colts. To me, it's a master trend. This is kind of a game-changing trend. Pregame.com research pulled this one out. This is original, guys. We looked at all 32 starting quarterbacks, and we said, find me the first playoff start. I like to call it the virgin start in the playoffs. Now, some quarterbacks haven't played in the playoffs, so they're still virgins. We don't have any numbers on them. Also, there's times it was virgin against virgin. We know all about that. We threw those out, okay? So what's left is a virgin quarterback in his first start against an experienced non-virgin quarterback. 20 times that's happened. With these quarterbacks in the NFL currently starting, the virgin quarterback is 2 winners, 17 losers, and 1 push against the spread. So all the other factors, oh, rookies usually aren't going to win, blah, 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 whatever. And it's rookies, or it could be later that your virgin start is. All that's considered. The spread considers it. And still, Mahomes obviously applies here. First start, he's in a 217-1 against the spread situation. That's not good for those keeping score at home. Another reason I think fade KC like the Colts. Fez, two quick questions. I don't love this game. I just like it. Number one, ton of injuries on the Colts defense. How concerned are you?
I'm not that concerned because, frankly, these guys have been showing up on the injury report the last couple of weeks, and I haven't seen any issues with the Colts defense here in Week 17 and, of course, in the playoffs.
Lastly, third straight road game for the Colts. They had a must-win Week 17 at Tennessee. Must-win, obviously, first round of the playoffs at Houston. Now on the road a third time.
Yeah, certainly a concern, but the one thing that would mitigate that is it was such an easy wins for them at Tennessee and at Houston. They led that Houston game 21-0.
A lot of BS, man.
No.
Well, I know you disagree. Now I'm having my say. And the reason... No, I'm right. It's like, oh, you think you're right, huh? Okay. That's a surprise. Then, but here's the thing. It's not so much playing the game itself. It's all the preparation. It's all the intensity. It's all the anxiety. It's being on that plane knowing if you make one mistake, your season could end. And I think that having a third straight must-win game when Kansas City hasn't had an intense game for how long, right? I mean, they beat the Raiders in Week 17. I think you could say KC's rusty, maybe, but to me, it's more about that the Colts are a little bit tired. If it wasn't for that, I would love the Colts. Even so, I like the Colts. Fez likes the Colts. Brad likes the Colts.
After Saturday's game between the Colts and Chiefs, Saturday night at the Coliseum on Fox is the Cowboys and the Rams. Right now, LA a 7.5-point favorite over Dallas.
All right, same thing, Fez. Who do you like? And number one factor.
Yeah, I lean to Dallas. I really...
Just a lean.
I think the number one factor is I really think there's a good chance Dallas can shorten this game with a matchup advantage by running the ball. Dallas, we all know, Zeke Elliott runs the ball well. Dallas gains 4.5 yards per rush. That's above the NFL average. But the Rams D is actually last in the NFL. They give up over 5 yards per rush. If Dallas can have long drives, time-consuming drives, they can shorten this game and it'll become...
So wait, are we supposed to act like the Rams offense is some kind of like juggernaut? Uh-oh, Jared Goff is coming. Say, put the children away. I mean, what the heck? What are we scared of?
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Now my take... Fez leans Dallas. Brad says pass. I like Dallas here, and here's why. Imagine if the season were flipped and the first half, the first 8 games were the last 8 games and vice versa. So what the Rams did the last 8 weeks would have led the season off. How different would the narrative be? And we have fun with Fez on this one, but 3 weeks into the year, the Rams were plus 250 to win the Super Bowl. And literally no team at that point of the season in the last decade, 10 years, had been that big of a favorite. The Rams, relative to the competition, were better than any of those Belichick teams, any team in the last decade. Seems absurd. Somehow Fez was just smiling. He was all happy because he had a Rams ticket in his pocket at 6-1. But here's the question. A couple weeks before the season even started, the Rams were 13-1. And then everyone started saying, well, wait a minute, that Peters, that's that guy that was real good with Kansas City, right? And Tlaib, I've seen him in some Super Bowls. They were looking at like a rotisserie team or something. And he said, well, if they have a great offense, the Rams, they have a great defense. Well, great plus great equals great. Is that a fair representation of your analysis, Fez?
It's close enough.
All right. At least he's admitting it. So now the question is, are the Rams great on offense? No. Are the Rams great on defense? No. In fact, they're the worst team against the rush in the NFL, yards per carry. And I'm telling you this, Zeke Elliott can run the ball, buddy. And we talk about mobile quarterbacks. Dak, it's very effective when quarterbacks are willing to run. Dak is the most mobile quarterback in the NFL. What percentage of the crowd is going to be rooting for Dallas in this quote-unquote home game?
At least 40%.
From the L.A. Rams to the L.A. Chargers we go. The Chargers are in New England to take on the Patriots. This is the Sunday 1:05 Eastern time kickoff. New England, a four-point favorite on pregame.com.
You know, some of these Vegas shows, and they're all popping up, you know, in local markets, and they've been here for a long time. It literally, they call them, Jonas, a rundown show where they open the schedule up and it's like, okay, next up, Townsend State off a loss. And it's like, I just think sometimes.
Calm down.
Who's listening to this? But I got to admit, there's a certain purity to just running down these games when appropriate that I enjoy.
No sex, no booze, no drugs. Our little roller is a purist. He's a goddamn thoroughbred. All he cares about is the next hand.
Well, here's the next game, Fez. You're a purist, let's be honest. Who do you like and why?
Yeah, I like New England here. It's all about the horrible travel spot for the Chargers as my number one factor. Week 17 of the regular season, they travel to altitude at Denver. Then they come back to Los Angeles and then playoff game at Baltimore all the way across the country. Then they don't stay on the East Coast. They fly back to L.A., and now they're flying to Boston. That is a whole lot of travel.
10,000 miles during those trips, and during that time, Bill Belichick has traveled from his bedroom to his office and film room, that triangle. Because literally, week 16, home, double-digit favorites. Bills win easily. Week 17, home, double-digit favorite. Jets win easily. Then a bye. I would make the case this is the most disparate rest situation I've ever seen in the NFL. I mean, I don't remember another one where the Patriots are about as rested as a team can be. And oh, by the way, the Chargers, 3 in a row, 4 out of 5 on the road also. So road, home, road, 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 cross the country, another 10 a.m. start. Wow. So I think it's both the fatigue of the Chargers and the rest of the Pats. That contrast is the key.
Yes, and that physical fatigue might just translate to more fatigue due to the weather. 26 degrees here in Boston and a team from Los Angeles.
So when you say here in Boston, are you mentally at Foxborough right now? Or
I am after I bet the Patriots.
It reminds me of the great line with Kramer. He was moving to California. He tells everyone, Jerry and everyone, and they said, so Kramer, when you leaving to California, you know, when you get into California, he goes, in my mind, I'm already there. So I don't, you know, Fez, you and Kramer, I see it. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Okay, Brad, same thing. Who do you like in this game? Why?
Like New England for me, on top of the travel factor, let's talk about New England at home. They've been at home the last month. New England at home this year, the best team in the NFL, perfect 8-0, number one in the NFL, outscoring their opponents by 16 points per game.
And by the way, just to be clear, it's straight up 8-0.
8-0 straight up, outscoring their opponents by more than 2 touchdowns per game, outgaining their opponents, number one in the NFL by 111 yards per game.
So, Brad, I would play devil's advocate. I think you're probably right. The Pats are the best home team in the NFL this year, but who's the best road team?
The Chargers.
So doesn't that kind of weigh out?
It does weigh out a little bit. The line's saying it's weighing out, but let's keep
it. And I'm not saying there's not other factors, but I do think, if anything, you can mitigate that Chargers or Road Warriors factor because you do have probably the best home team in the NFL. And what I would say, also research from pregame.com research, Mackie headed this one up, associate producer here. He does his calisthenics and stuff during the show too, but I don't think he gets credit necessarily for that. This is interesting. In the last 7 games, the Belichick's had the bye in the division round. Okay? They have won the games. They're 6-1 against the spread in those games, but they've won the games by over 16 points a game. So 6-1 against the spread. They lost to the Ravens, only one they lost to in that time. And when you're winning playoff games by 16 points, I think we see Belichick for sure taking advantage of the bye against the team that played the week before. All right, Fezzik, you like New England. Your main reason, Chargers travel 4 or 5 road games, a lot of miles traveled, 10 a.m. start, body clock wise. Brad said, hey, Pats are really good at home. I like the Pats. Actually, 8-0 this year, 15 straight home game wins for the Patriots, 12-3 against the spread in those games. Brad also likes the Pats. We're going to have our best bets here in about 10 minutes. I like the Pats too. And here's why. I think there's something wrong with the Chargers offense. And I think there's something wrong, perhaps, with the health of the quarterback. You know, there's always that shot put throw. It just looks worse. Now, it's one thing to have the eye test, right? You can pat your belly, you can point to your eyes, but I like to have data. Last five games, the Chargers have gained 282 yards per game on average. Across the season, that would be number 31 in the NFL. Now, we can say, and let's give credit, or let's at least acknowledge, they played the Ravens twice during that time, a really good defense. But still, 282 yards, it feels like there's something wrong. Fez, are you seeing anything with your eyes?
Oh, very much so. And when we saw them beat Baltimore.
Very much. What are you seeing?
I am seeing Rivers. You mentioned it. He always throws a little bit of a shot put motion, but it just looks awkward. Like he's releasing the ball quickly, but he doesn't have the zip. He doesn't have the fastball that he had earlier in the year. And I wonder also, RJ, what's the most physical defense in the NFL? Either the Bears or Baltimore. Having to play Baltimore two of the last 3 weeks, is that going to have a lasting impact on Philip
Rivers? That's a good point right there, Fezzik. No wonder you won that Super Contest twice. That's a good point. And then also, Belichick has certain guys' number. Well, against Rivers, eight times they've played, 1-7 straight up. By the way, Rivers is. By the way, the only time he beat Belichick with Castle at quarterback. But in his entire career, in those eight games, 10 touchdowns for Rivers, 10 interceptions. When you have a borderline Hall of Famer playing half a season against one coach, and he's 10-10 TD interceptions, it's a sign perhaps Belichick has his number. Perhaps there's something wrong physically with Rivers, or something else about that Chargers offense doesn't seem right. Lastly, if there's one thing you can say that's a concern about the Pats, it's going to be Brady's age, right? And the whole team's kind of old, a little slow. Boy, all of this rest, I think it benefits the Pats more than any team, because they really have not only had the week off, but some home games they were double-digit favorites in. Fezzik likes the Pats. Brad Powers likes the Pats. I like the Pats.
As we transition to the Eagles and the Saints, which is the weekend capper, 4:40 Eastern time on Sunday on Fox, I wanted to throw this quote from Saints head coach Sean Payton at you, RJ, and the guys in Vegas. Sean Payton, in talking about home field advantage, he said, quote, not too long ago here, it wasn't too tough of a place to play when we were struggling. I think part of that is what kind of team you're fielding, and when you get the combinations of a good team and then the crowd noise, and then you have something. I think a lot has to do with the talent level of your football team, end quote. What is the Vegas takeaway of Sean Payton's assessment of home field?
And Belichick said something similar, yes, denigrating home field, right?
Yeah, Belichick pointed out that last week, three teams won on the road.
So here's what Here's what I would say. Belichick is telling you not what he thinks is the truth, but what he thinks is going to help him win a game, right? So I would never, ever, ever disagree with Bill Belichick about football, right? So let's start there. That said, it's easy to look at the numbers. In the playoffs, 63% of the time, the home team wins. And they win by an average of 4.7 points a game, so almost 5 points a game. Now, skeptics out there, you might say, well, wait a minute, RJ, the home team's the better team a majority of the time. They should win. Well, yeah, but if the teams were even, home field in the regular season is 3, typically. And if you look at the numbers, home teams win by about 3. The fact it's 4.7 points a game advantage for the home team reinforces its home field, plus the teams are better, the home teams oftentimes. So to me, the numbers tell you for sure that home is a big advantage. Would you rather win 63% of the time or 37% of the time? Home teams win 63.
So let's take a closer look at the matchup between the Eagles and Saints this Sunday. We're right now on pregame.com. New Orleans is an 8-point favorite.
Sean Payton said something very salient to the Saints, which is their home field, when they're winning, is one of the best, if not the best, in the NFL. Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans, when the Saints are winning. When the Saints aren't winning, it does drop off. Why? Because the noise of the dome is one of the big advantages. In Green Bay, the noise isn't a big advantage. It's the uniqueness of that slick surface, that grass, that I think is the driver. So he's right, but obviously in a playoff game, you got to feel pretty good about the Saints. Fez, who do you like? What's your number one factor?
I lean to the Saints, and it's all about the Eagles travel. I really don't like the fact fifth road game, the last 6 weeks, third road game in a row. And also, not just road games, RJ. This is their fourth straight must win or you're done game. How much energy does this team have left?
Why don't you like it?
You know, Foles is playing incredibly
well. Best passer rating in playoff history. Nick Foles.
Don't want to step in front of the Foles freight train.
Forget. Remember what was that on Tin Cup when he's going, step aside Nicholas, step aside Tom Watson. There's a guy named McElroy that's got your name. Well, step aside Joe Montana. Nick Foles, best passer in playoff history. So what you're saying is, really, that everything points to the Saints, but you're scared to bet against Nick Foles.
I am. I talked about how he didn't look good in preseason. I think we're way past preseason. How many times does he have to put up a QBR game after game around 75, which puts him in the top quartile on one game throughout the league? But you stack all these together, he's playing like the third best quarterback in the league.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Here's my audible best bet, RJ Bell. Over 29.5 points for the Saints. So you can do team totals, and pretty much any bookie's going to let you do this. If not, shop around. Legally, of course. Over 29.5 points. Now, Fez said, I'm scared of Nick Foles. Some might laugh at that. My guess is tens of thousands laughed across the country at you, Fez. But all that said, they were wrong. Because I'm kind of scared of Nick Foles, too, just in a more manly way, I think. And to me, I don't want to get involved with Nick Foles and his magic. What I want is the Saints offense against the Philly defense. Because what else does Philly have to offer? Philly has to offer a great pass rush. Well, who's got a great O-line and who gets rid of the ball quicker than anyone? So the Saints team is built to exploit the Eagles. Why? Because the big pass rush doesn't really matter for the Eagles that much with Breeze. And, oh, the D-backs are terrible. Let's forget Foles. Over 29.5 for the Saints. Best bet of the week.
Love it. And I love the fact Nick Foles is a gunslinger. You might get a pick six, and he may throw three touchdown passes and one pick six interception as well.
How could the best passer rating in the history of the playoffs throw a pick six, guys? Come on. Hey, Jonas, you like this one too.
Yeah, I like New Orleans minus the 8. Everyone's overhyping Nick Foles from a week ago. He had two awful interceptions. You can make the case in a lot of spots in that game. He was outplayed by Mitch Trubisky. Trubisky found a lot of holes in that secondary, especially in the second half. Allen Robinson went for 10 catches and over 100 yards. He dominated in that second half. Josh Bellamy had a big reception in that second half. None of those guys are starters probably on the New Orleans Saints. I think Drew Brees runs it up, and I think the Foles magic comes back down to earth.
So you're not scared of Nick Foles?
No, not at all. Not even close.
Fezzik is, but you're not.
Yeah, well, and look, if this doesn't go out the right way, I'll just delete it from the podcast. So, I mean, that's the way it goes. But no, I'm
all right,
not
guys,
scared
real,
of him.
Real quick here. Fezzik and Brad have the same best bet. So we're getting two good ones, and one's a double, baby. Fez, make your case.
Yeah, like the New England Patriots, all about all this travel for the Chargers at Denver, at Baltimore, now going to Boston, all the time going back to Los Angeles, 10,000 miles. And I got to question these Chargers skill position players. Quarterback Rivers, running back Gordon, wide receiver Allen, they all look banged up to me, RJ, from those two games against Baltimore. This travel, I think, is going to have a big impact on all the Chargers, especially these three.
All right, so we talked about every game. We gave our picks and our leans. Your very best bet, if you could only take off the rubber band for one NFL game, it's the Patriots.
And Belichick, we trust.
Brad?
Right. And speaking of Bill Belichick, my best bet is also on the Patriots. I don't think you can get a bigger mismatch as far as postseason experience and a head coaching edge than Bill Belichick with extra time to prep against Anthony Lynn. The line says it's going to be a close game. Who do you trust to make the correct decisions when the game's on the line? Give me Bill Belichick.
I agree with you guys. I like this one too. You know, it's funny. Colin was talking about this game. And he said, I think the Chargers might be better. And I think they might be, all things equal. But I still like the Pats here because this is one of the worst situation spots I've seen. The 10 a.m. Pacific body clock for the Chargers on top of all that. So to recap, Brad Powers, Fezzik, both with their best bets on New England. My best bet is on the Saints team total over 29.5 points. I got to tell you, Jonas, I'm feeling pretty good.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.